Uncle Simon, hey!
Hi, Sam. His nephew came running up to the bench. He was holding the mobile, which Simon had given him to look after if he went into bat.
Call for you. It's DCS Chapman from the North Riding CID.
Sam's face was shadowed with anxiety.
Only I thought I should ask who it was.
No, that's quite right. Good work, Sam. Simon got up and walked round the corner of the pavilion. Sorella.
Jim Chapman. New recruit, was it?
Nephew. I'm padded up, next in to bat.
Good man. Sorry to break into your Sunday afternoon. Any chance of you coming up here in the next couple of days?
The missing child?
Been 3 weeks and not a thing.
I could drive up tomorrow early evening and give you Tuesday and Wednesday, if you need me that long, once I've cleared it.
I just did that.
Your chief thinks a lot of you.
There was a mighty cheer from the spectators and applause broke.
We're a man out, Jim. Gotta go.
Sam was waiting, keen as mustard, holding out his hand for the mobile.
What do I do if it rings when you're batting?
Take the name and number and say I'll call back.
Right, Gov.
Simon bent over and tightened the buckle on his pad to hide a smile. But as he walked out to bat, a thin fog of misery clouded around his head, blocking out the brightness of the day, souring his pleasure. The child abduction case was always there, a stain on the recesses of the mind. It was not only the fact that it was still a blank, unsolved and unresolved, but that the boy's abductor was free to strike again. No one liked an open case, let alone one so distressing. The phone call from Jim Chapman had pulled Simon back to the Angus case, to the force, to work, and from there to how he had started to feel about his job in the past few months, and why. Facing the tricky spin bowling of a cardiac registrar gave him something else to concentrate on for the moment. Simon hooked the first ball and ran. The pony neighing from the paddock woke Cat Dearborn from a sleep of less than 2 hours. She lay, cramped and uncomfortable, wondering where she was. She'd been called out to an elderly patient who had fallen downstairs and fractured his femur, and on her return home had let the door bang and had woken her youngest child. Felix had been hungry, thirsty and cross, and in the end Cat had fallen asleep next to his cot. Now she sat up stiffly, but his warm little body did not stir. The sun was coming through a slit in the curtains onto his face. It was only 6:10.